James, J-A-M-E-S, Chesson, C-H-E-S-S-O-N, 8572. Today is 4-6. He's a 50-year-old gentleman, comes in today for the evaluation of his blood pressure. He's been having some headache recently. He also started losing weight by giving up sugar. He's been trying to exercise and keep up with his weight, period. In the paragraph, he has had, he's had no nausea or vomiting, but has had some epigastric pain, period. He did have a history of findings consistent with sleep apnea, and he was supposed to get a sleep study done, which he never did, period. He also is here for follow-up of his carotid stenosis, his LVH, RVH, swelling of the legs off and on, and hypertension out of control and lymphadenopathy in the neck, period. His family, his blood pressure is elevated today. We're going to recheck before he leaves. Has had, again, no nausea and vomiting, has had some tiredness issues, has lost 6 pounds because of his weight loss and wants to lose weight for his sleep apnea. He's not interested in a workup or any treatment. Medication includes Losartan 300, hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligram. He's taken himself off the simvastatin. Next number, we get blood work today as well. Next number is medical problems, hyperlipidemia, most likely sleep apnea, hypertension, not interested in a CPAP, never had his sleep study done, surgery, no recent surgery, social, no smoking, no drinking, he's married. Maintenance exam, colonoscopy needed, will refer at age 50, which is now. Family history, no history of colon cancer, COPD in dad, mom's doing okay except for blood pressure. On exam, James is doing well. He appears well. He doesn't appear to be in distress. Weight's 243, 98%, 97.2, 16, 65, 153 over 100, 140 over 90. Repeat, heart positive, phone positive with the lungs, fewer on IgMs. Clear skin shows no rash or mucosal retinitis pigmentosa. Neurological non-focal, lower extremity shows trace edema. Blood test in the past has shown increased cholesterol of 202, triglycerides 253. He needs to restart his medication at this time. His PSA and testosterone will be rechecked. His testosterone at one time was 276, which goes along with sleep apnea, which has refused treatment and worked up at this time. Period. New paragraph. Hypertension, number one, LVH noted. Number two, RVH. Still not interested in sleep study. Number four, BPH. Next number is add salt palmetto. Next number is most likely has sleep apnea. Next is fatty liver. He's losing weight. That should definitely help. Next number is carotid stenosis. No hemodynamically unstable lesion noted. Next number is lymphadenopathy in the neck. Has not changed much from previously. Next number is leg pain not related to stenosis. Femoral vein artery stenosis or DVT. Next one is arm pain, most likely related to his work. Next number is BPH stable. Next one is check PSA. Next one is check testosterone. Next one is tiredness multifactorial. Next number is hyperlipidemia off his simvastatin. Next number above was will be evaluated via blood work, and reports will be given to patient in about 3 days. Thank you.